Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, speaking about that, doing what the word says, and speaking about the Bible, the Barna Group, our friends at the Barna Group, released a new report, and what they want to do, they want to find out the current role, the current and future role of the Bible in U.S. society. So they did this study, and what they wanted to find out was out of the 96 largest cities in the country, they wanted to see how the people in the cities viewed the Bible. So they had like a 42,000 interviews. It would be very interested.
42,000. Wow.
42,000 interviews. And the report ranks the most and the least minded city, Bible-minded cities. Okay, the least and the most Bible-minded cities, which makes you think, you know, what? How did they characterize what's Bible-minded? Okay, help us out of here, right? So the way they defined a Bible-minded was individuals who report reading the Bible in a typical week, and who strongly assert that the Bible is accurate in the principles it teaches, and are considered to be Bible-minded. And so,
one more time, so we can get that in our brains.
Okay. Individuals.
This is a Bible-minded person. This is how they defined it.
Right. Okay. Right. So, individuals who report reading the Bible in a typical week and who strongly assert the Bible is accurate in the principles it teaches, that's what a Bible-minded person was for this study.
Okay.
So, Very interesting. They list, you know, they have a list, and we're going to make this available for our VFN radio listeners on the Torch. They list the cities from 1 to 96. Of course, there are some southern cities. In the first top 10, you have Knoxville, Tennessee, Shreveport, Louisiana, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Birmingham.
What, number one? You said the number one?
Number one Bible-minded city. Number one.
Is Shreveport?
No, it was Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, Knoxville, yes. That is actually where Lifeway. No, they're not Lifeway. They're not in Knoxville, are they?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure. Okay. Shreveport's number two. Shreveport, Louisiana.
Who took the survey? That's great. I think it's wonderful.
Well, you have Birmingham number four.
Makes sense.
You know, Charlotte, North Carolina, number seven.
Morningstar Ministries there.
Number six. Huntsville and Decatur, Alabama, number nine.
Springfield who?
No. Huntsville. Okay. Huntsville and Decatur, Alabama.
Okay.
Then you have Charleston and Huntington, West Virginia. And Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach area is ranks number 13.
Wow.
13. Out of 96, and New York ranks 85.
What is New Jersey? 80. What's about New Jersey? Or what about Newark?
I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. But you know, it's interesting. We look at this.
That's like
this
Lot stuff. Going. Do you see Sodom? Do you see Sodom?
But you talk about like really, you know, it's like Bible minded. You know,
that's huge.
You can look at this in two ways.
Religious.
This is good, right?
Right.
But when we talk about it all the time, you're like, you know, what's the point, right? I mean, if we're
can you make this available on the Torch so everybody could see this?
Oh, yeah. This is a whole graph. It's a whole graph. Oh, cool. It'll be available on the Torch. When you talk about what's the point, you know, James tells us in 2:22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're all this Bible-minded right now, you know what I mean? How is this reflecting in our nation? How is this reflecting in our country?
Right.
And so
George Barna did this. Normally, he's pretty like balanced in how he presents it, you know.
Well, it wasn't that. You know, this is what people. You know, they said they this is their interview. So they said they read it weekly. They say how many times.
Right.
But and they say they believe it accurately.
Right.
But does it mean that they actually do what it says?
You know what I'm saying? Right.
It's something we got to think about, you know. But I thought very, very interesting that we shared this today. But it's not just important to believe God's word is real, but we need to read it and apply it, which makes me think about being a here do.
Right.
Not a hear here. And we'll probably make that related as well, so you can actually hear that that segment within on the radio, because it's fantastic. It's important not just to hear God's word and to believe that it's accurate and it's true, but if we believe it, then we're actually going to apply it into our every single day life.
Right. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.